Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Well, by the grace of God and the ability that the Holy Spirit gives, we're going to talk about walking the talk, part four. Walking the talk, part four. Amen. So if you would, open your Bibles to the book of 1 John. And I'm going to review briefly some of the things that we've talked about over the last 3 weeks. You are a new creature in Christ. You have been reconciled to God. You are an ambassador of Christ. You have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are a child of God. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who's called you out of darkness into marvelous light. You are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Now, we spent the last three weeks talking about what God has done for us in Christ. All of those things are true. We're not trying to make any of that happen. Tonight, we want to go one step further. And I'm going to say tonight, according to the Word of God, you are a king and a priest unto God. Everybody say, you are a king and a priest unto God. Tell that to your neighbor. Say, you are a king and a priest unto God. Amen. So tonight, if you're saved and born again, this room, this sanctuary is full of kings and priests, full of new creatures in Christ Jesus. Full of people who have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm looking at a holy nation, a royal priesthood. Why wouldn't you want to walk like He walked? Hallelujah. Now hold your place right there. Hold your place right there and look at Revelation chapter 1. You are a king and a priest unto God. Amen. All of this has been made available to us because of the cross of Christ. Now, this is how God sees you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. When the scripture says that Jesus is the King of kings, who are the other kings He's talking about? Well, we're in that other class of kings. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at verse number 4. It says, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from Him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Notice here John said, grace be unto you and peace. This is what he's saying right here. This peace comes from Him who was, who is, and who is to come. Amen. Past, present, future. Amen. Amen. And from Jesus Christ. Grace and peace come to us tonight from the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody say, I receive it. I receive grace and peace. Hallelujah. Send it to you just now. Amen. Hallelujah. And we received it. Amen. The middle part of verse 5 says, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Notice here, this is not something God is trying to do. We just haven't learned real well how to walk and how to maneuver as kings and priests. But we really are in the sight of God. God looks at us through the cross of Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus, and he have made us, not trying to make us. You might not look like a king. You might not act like a king, but you is a king. You is one. You are a king and a priest. Unto who? God. Unto God. Now, you may not be a king and a priest to anybody else. You may not be a king and a priest. You might never get that respect from your family members. You may never get that respect from your coworkers. Amen. You may never get that respect from your friends. But I'll tell you one thing. God validates you as a king and a priest unto him. Amen. Hallelujah. And really, let me tell you the truth about it. He is the only one that really matters. It does not matter what anybody else thinks or says about you. What is important is what God has decreed and what he has spoken over your life and what he has provided for you. I'm looking at a room full of kings and priests. Kings have dominion. Kings have a kingdom. Amen. Priests have a ministry. Hallelujah. So God wants you to walk in authority. And he wants you to walk in authority with humility. Right. Amen. Amen. Priests, ministers to the Lord and ministers on behalf of the people. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. King sets the order, sets the stage. Yeah. Amen. Decides what's going to go and what don't go. Yeah. Praise God. Everybody say, I'm a king and a priest.
I'm a king and a priest.
Under God.
Under God.
Now, you need to meditate on that till you start seeing yourself the way God sees you. See, some of y'all still see yourself a little old poor you. And you say, oh, Lord, have mercy on little old poor me. Well, where that's at in the Bible? Little old poor you. No, get over in the new covenant there. You got a covenant with God and begin to declare who you are, not because you're so good, but because that's who God said you are. God said you're a king and a priest. That's who you are. You don't have to feel like a king. You don't have to look like one, but that's what you are. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So these scriptures that we shared in the past few weeks here all deal with us renewing our mind to who we are in Christ. Now, there's one other area you need to renew your mind in along these lines is that we really need to focus in on who he is. Amen. Amen. Coupled right along with the revelation of who you are in him, you also need a revelation of who him is. Hallelujah. He's light and my salvation. See, you need to know that too. Amen. He's a shepherd. Amen. He's a good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shield and my buckler. Amen. 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 He is my bread of life. He's my light. Amen. He's my salvation. He's my deliverer. Praise God. So we need to focus in on who he is so we get a better understanding of who we are in him. Hallelujah. We are part of him. Amen. We are bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Amen. Amen, amen. Y'all got that? Say, I am
a king
and a priest under God. That's right, under God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. Man, God, see, our redemption is so great. God doesn't look at you like you're a little old nobody. When you made Jesus the Lord of your life, you was automatically elevated. When you made Jesus the Lord of your life, there's an inheritance that became yours. Instantly, you became an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Now I found out that we're kings and priests unto him. And God desires for you to reign in life. God desires for you to rule in life. He's like a good father pushing his children, say, y'all can do it. You can do it. And he said, I'm going to show you how to do it. He's going to teach you how to do it. He'll give us the example on how to do it. Jesus is our example in righteousness. We overcome just like he overcame. We're supposed to do it just like he did it. You ever thought about that? You're supposed to live just like him. You say you're a Christian, right? What do Christian mean? Christ-like. That means you're supposed to look just like him. You ain't supposed to look like the devil.
You're not supposed to have devil features. And nobody should look at your life and say, boy, you look just like the devil. I can tell the devil your daddy. You just like your daddy, the devil. Jesus told that to those Pharisees. You of your father, the devil. He said, the devil is your daddy. Say, y'all look just like the devil. And you'll do just what the devil wants you to do. We ain't supposed to be looking like the devil. I'm a king and a priest. I'm a royal priesthood. I should have something on the inside of me that makes me act different. Something about my speech that makes me different. Amen. I'm supposed to look just like Jesus. I'm supposed to act just like him. And I know that some people will shy away from this and say, well, how are you going to know how Jesus acts? How are you going to know him like that to know what he would do? Well, you get that by walking with him and by studying the word. He will reveal himself to you. How many of you know Jesus will reveal himself to you? I'm going to show you the scripture here in just a minute here. All right, y'all in 1 John chapter 2. If you got any slack in you, this scripture here will jerk it out. I call these slack jerking scriptures. They'll jerk the slack right out of you. Let's start at verse 1 because I want to catch all of it here. It says, my little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. Oh, little children of God, right? I'm writing to you that you'll do what? That you won't sin. He said, I'm writing to you because I don't want you to sin. Hallelujah. I don't want you to sin. And if any man sin, if any man sin, he said, now look, if you mess up, if you miss the mark, if you sin, not when you sin. See, we read it like when you sin. Well, you know everybody sin. Everybody sin. Who you think he is? Jesus Christ? I know we got a ways to go, but we're not going to hang on that as an excuse to sin.
That's right.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. All right, look at what it says. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation or the atoning sacrifice or the cure for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Obedience will bring you into a realm of revelation that you can't get any other way. Did y'all hear what I just said? Obedience will bring you into a realm of revelation that you can't get to any other way. Notice here he says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. I know him when I obey, because when I obey, he reveals himself to me. That's how I know him. Y'all got it? Boy, this is good right here. You see, when I obey him, he reveals himself to me. And when he reveals himself to me, then I can turn around and say, I know him. Why? Because he showed himself to me when I obeyed him. That's what this scripture's saying. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. In other words, if I obey, then I can say I know him. Why? Because when I obey, he reveals himself to me. Amen. He shows himself to me. When I obey him, there's a benefit in obedience, and it is the revelation of who he is. And he will come to you and show himself to you, and then you'll say, I know him. Why? Because you obeyed and he revealed himself to you.
Amen.
All right, look at verse 4 here. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So if I say I know him, but I don't demonstrate obedience. See, you can't really know him without obedience. You get in rebellion, you're not going to know the Lord. You just start disobeying, going your own way, you're going to have less and less of the knowledge of God working in you. You'll get to a point you don't know what's up from down. You'll be so confused, you won't know God. You won't know His way. You won't know what He wants you to do. You'll be confused, and then depression will come on you, and fear will start taking over your life. I mean, the devil will just start running over you. You get in disobedience, that's a bad place to be. Notice here, he that said, he didn't say he that obeyed. I could read it this way. He that obeyed knows Him. If you obey, you know it. I'm going to give you some other scriptures. This ain't the only one. He that said, I know Him and keep not His commandment is a what?
A liar.
He's not telling the truth, because if you're disobeying, He's not revealing Himself to you. And if He don't reveal Himself to you, you don't know Him. You are lying.
Praise God.
He said, but whoso does what? Keep it His word. That's obedience. That's acting on the word. That's doing it. That's practicing it. That's walking with Him. Whosoever keepeth His word, in him truly is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. So when He reveals Himself to me, I'm going to have a revelation of how to walk in love. Y'all remember Big Mike? Y'all remember the story I told y'all about Big Mike? Who want to hear about Big Mike? Anybody want to hear about Big Mike? All right, I'm going to tell you about Big Mike, because this has to do with me learning how to walk in love. See, when you know Him, when you start obeying, He starts revealing Himself to you, and He starts showing you things that's not Him. If you start acting in a way that doesn't please Him, then He's going to come to you and say, don't do that, do this. And He'll give you a scripture, and that's how you start knowing Him. But what happened, Big Mike was a freshman in college, but he was 6'8". And he weighed over 300 pounds. That was before it was fashionable to be a 300-pounder. You know, we got a lot of 300-pounders now. You can't even hardly play professional ball unless you got 300 on you, on the line. Big Mike was big. And so me and him developed a relationship. He used to come by my room, and me and him ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches together. Ate those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I kept a full supply of bread, peanut butter and jelly. Because I'm going to tell you, peanut butter and jelly will get you out of a many a jam, a many of a hungry jam when you're in college. You can make four sandwiches out of four slices of bread. You just take bread and fold it. Make four sandwiches instead of two. Right? It's a psychological thing, you know. You're eating four sandwiches, but you still ain't got but four slices of bread. But you fool yourself that you're eating a bunch. You got four sandwiches here. Well, I remember Big Mike would come down there. And, boy, he just was eating and eating and eating. And then I had been feeding Big Mike, taking care of him, because I thought he was, you know, away from home. He a freshman. I said, you know, I'm gonna take him under my wings. I was a senior in college. He was a freshman. And I liked him. I liked his personality, because he had a big old deep voice. Hey there, Brother Greg. How you doing today? He's talk like that. Hey there, Brother Greg. I just liked Big Mike. But then one day I met Big Mike's roommate. And I was bragging about how me and Big Mike eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every night. And boy, he said, oh my goodness. I knew something was wrong. I said, man, what's up? He said, no, I ain't gonna say nothing. I said, man, you gotta tell me. I said, you got my curiosity up now. I said, what's going on? He said, man, Big Mike got a stash up in his room. So big. Big Mike ain't lacking for no food. He said, Big Mike got a pantry full of food up there. And boy, I got mad. I got fighting mad with Big. I'd have jumped on him if he'd have been there. I'd have jumped on him. I'd have whooped that big joker. Because I got so mad because I was raking and scraping to keep peanut butter and jelly and bread there for him. I'd take bread out the cafeteria wrapped up in a napkin. You know how you go through the line, you get two slices. I'd get four, five, six, wrap it up, and then, you know, be cool with it. Put it in a pocket somewhere. Just stuff it in there. You know, I didn't always have to do that, but sometimes, you know, bread was scarce. And I got mad because Big Mike had never invited me up to his room to eat. Boy, he made me mad. I was so mad at him. His roommate just made it thick. He made it even worse. He sowed discord. Made me want to jump on Big Mike. I said, boy, I'm going to get him. Just wait till, I can't wait till I see him tomorrow. I'm going to get him. I said, I can't believe that Big Mike doing me like that. He got a stash of food up there and know sometime I'll be low and ain't even invited me up there. Then his roommate say, yeah, man, Big Mike been taking advantage of you. He been using you. You know, nobody like to be used. He been using you. I said, yeah, he been taking advantage of me, taking advantage of my kindness. Boy, I said, I can't wait till tomorrow. I'm going to get him. I said, wait till he come out here tomorrow. Now, I'm a Christian now, spirit filled. But I'm waiting now. I got revenge on my mind. So I went to sleep that night. And boy, I woke up about 6 o'clock the next morning. When I woke up, I heard a scripture. Read Romans 12, Romans 12, Romans 12, Romans 12. I said, what is Romans 12? I didn't know what Romans 12 was. I didn't know what was in Romans 12. Romans 12, Romans 12. So I ran and got my Bible, and I started reading from the first verse. And wasn't nothing ministering to me. I said, now, what's the big deal about Romans 12? I kept reading. I said, you know, this applying to me. I said, what is, well, Lord, what you trying to tell me? I knew it was the Lord. And then I got right down to the end and say, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink. I said, oh, my God. I say, Lord, I was just fixing to do the opposite. I was finna cut him off. I wasn't gonna give him nothing else to eat. And the Lord said, don't do that. If he's hungry, you feed him every time he's hungry. In so doing, you'll heap coals of fire on his head. Well, that sound bad enough. I said, well, we'll put the coals of fire on him. I said, that's all right, good. What was God doing? He was teaching me how to walk in love. When I read that scripture, I knew God was talking to me. I said, Lord, I didn't know that you get that close to us and can communicate to us so plainly when we're getting ready to do something that's not pleasing to you. Because I was going to cut Big Mike off. I mean, I was going to make him feel little. I might have hurt him. I'd have hit that big joke in the stomach and probably lost my elbow or something. Might have never got my elbow back. I mean, pull back a nub. Give it back. Give it back. That big joke. I want to see him again. I hope one day he come walking in this church. Big Mike, if you in Winsner, that's where he's from. If you in Winsner, you listen to this on the radio, you call Greg Tejada. Me and you need to sit down and eat another peanut butter and jelly sandwich together. He know who I'm talking about. See, that's what the scriptures say. Listen to what it says. Whosoever keepeth his word, in him truly is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. You're perfected in love. The word perfected means, it means to add what is missing in order to be complete. In other words, when you start obeying God, God starts adding things to your life that will complete you. You know, to perfect something means to add what is necessary to make complete or full or prosperous. If I perfect something, I see a deficiency in it, but I'm going to make up the deficiency. I'm going to take away the deficiency, and I'm going to add what's needed for it to be whole. Amen? He said the love of God is perfected in us. Look at verse 6, and this is our key text. He that saith he abides in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. So if you say, notice here he keep on talking about if you're going to say something. If you're going to say you abide in him, then you are obligated to walk just like he walked. Hallelujah. There's one more he that saith in here. Let's look at that one because I like these. I like these three. Look at verse 9. He that saith he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even till now. He that loveth his brother abides in the light. So you see how you stay in the light? You stay in the light by walking in love. When you step out of love, you step over into darkness. Amen? So we know Jesus walked in love. We already shared that the first lesson, how he walked in love and compassion. So if he walked in love and compassion, we can walk in love and compassion. Why? Because he put his love in us, didn't he? The love of God shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given to us. Amen. So if Jesus could walk in love and the scripture told me and tells me and shows me how he did it, then I can do it. And if I ever get in a place where I don't know the will of God, when that guy made me mad about Big Mike, I wasn't thinking about no scripture. I wasn't thinking about no reading no Bible scripture then. I just wanted to get him back. I wanted to tell him off. But see, God intercepted me before I did something, maybe hurt the fella. You know, when I met him, I said, Big Mike, I said, come on in, man, let's have a peanut butter sandwich. Now, I did slip a little bit. I said, man, you can come down here and eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich anytime and get ready. I know about that stash food you got up there in your room. But you're welcome to anything I got there. You come down and eat peanut butter and jelly with me anytime, so I'm helping myself. But we stayed friends. Hallelujah. And I wasn't angry at him. My anger, when I read the scripture, it dissolved the anger that I had inside. Just made it just go right away. Wasn't mad at him. I said, ooh, I was fixing to disobey God. I was fixing to do something that wasn't pleasing to God. Jesus don't want me to treat him that way. He says, if he hungry, feed him. So I took that as a personal word from God. I said, okay, Lord, I'll feed Big Mike from now on. And I got happy about it. See, you just need to get happy about doing something that's pleasing to God. Some people frown up when they're doing stuff that please God. Do it with a bad spirit. Hallelujah. All right, let's turn to John chapter 14. I just want to show you how all these scriptures here tie together. John 14, look at verse 23. All right, let's go on back up to verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will do what? And will manifest myself to him. So you see, obedience causes Jesus to reveal who he is to you. You get in disobedience, you ain't going to see nothing. He can't show you anything if you don't obey him. Look at what he says. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Good question. Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Amen. See, he didn't say if a man love me, he'll tell me. He didn't say if a man love me, he'll say it. You know, we like to tell the Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. And then we go right out of here and sin. I mean, on the way to sin. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. See, y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all been doing it. Some of y'all doing it because you don't know the words. Y'all ain't, you ain't fooling me. That's why you humming it. You don't know all the words. So you hum it. You go to that hum mode. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And listen to this. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. See, come out, abide here. You see that scripture there?
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.